The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Friday, 855-993-7569. All right. This is, this has been one of my favorite weeks of all time, I think, on my program. We've gotten lots of calls. I really loved the discussion, even though it was a difficult discussion with Jacob about alcoholism. You guys have responded to that. There's a lot going on in the news. Blake, I don't have the caller's name. Do you want to put that up for me? Different caller. Okay, we have an embarrassment of riches. All right, I'll tell you what. First of all, today is the full moon. This is called the pink moon. Apparently, it's the smallest moon of the year. And I must tell you, I'll tell you quickly my story. Two nights ago, I have a bedroom that has a window that looks out, which I suppose, how would I have a window that looks in? I suppose it was a slit, so the sunlight came in and then it brightened. It was narrow at the outer wall. And never mind. The point is, the moon was shining in to my window, and I felt like Jack and the Beanstalk. I sort of felt like I was awake most of the night. I wasn't anxious. I thought maybe I should put the shades down or something. But tonight is actually the full moon. Tonight, it's the first night of Passover. For people who are celebrating. One of the reasons I knew that is because everybody in my building was bringing in pizza last night, and I said, is today National Pizza Day? And they said, no, but Passover starts tomorrow. We can't eat this for a week, so everybody was eating pizza last night. Alrighty, I have lots to talk with you about. It's a very interesting day in history, but it's also an interesting day here at the ranch here. So I've got two folks who are waiting to talk with me, so I'm just going to go right to the phone. Mara, welcome. How am I to help you today?
Joy, happy Friday.
Thank you, same at you.
Thank you for doing what you do so well here.
Well, thank you.
I have a question, and then I have an unrelated comment.
Fair enough.
And my question is, I have an acquaintance, an artist friend, or acquaintance, who I've bought a couple prints from.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I bought a print from him, he said he had a limited edition of 25 of another print and that he was going to give me one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That was a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not giving it to me. And I just wonder if I should just let it go, or is there some kind of savvy way of asking him about it?
Sure. I mean, do you know what the print is? Are you sure you want it?
Yeah, I think it would be neat. Yeah, I know what the print is. Yeah.
Okay, well, here's what I would say. Do you have, are you going to buy anything else from him in the near future? Do you have any plans to buy anything from him?
I don't have any plans for it. I mean, I might in the future. I've bought a couple things in the past, so I might in the future, yeah.
Okay. Well, look, you've got Mother's Day coming. Would you keep the print or would you give it away as a gift? It sounds like you'd probably keep it, huh?
I'd probably keep it, yes.
Okay. Here's, I think I'd give him a call and say, you can say any one of a number of things. You can say, what does he draw? What are the subjects of his artwork?
For one thing, I wouldn't call him. I think I'd probably just, there's kind of a watering hole where I see him on occasion.
That's okay.
A watering
fair
hole
enough.
Of sorts.
Wait a minute. We'll talk about that in just a minute. I'm not sure I do it that way. But what's the subject of his paintings or his?
Are there photos?
Are they of any particular thing?
Here's
why I'm asking. Because I mean, first of all, let's deal with how you deal with it. This is kind of a business thing, because if you make it too casual, you want a definitive answer. You want to know if this was just, if this was just one of those, hi, how are you, let's get together one of these days, or he was serious about it. And you're as curious as much as anything else. Are you willing to pay for it if that becomes an issue?
Probably not.
Okay, fair enough. Well, that's good to know. That's good to know the parameter. Because here's what I was going to say. First of all, I think running into him is going to make it feel a little more manipulative than you want it to be. And I was hoping that maybe he did flowers or something of that sort. And you could say, you know, I was looking at tulips the other day, and it reminded me of how much I enjoy your work. And, you know, I love your work and looking forward to buying more of it. And it did occur to me that you had offered me one of your limited edition, and I just wondered if you sold them out or you changed your mind. Let me know what the deal is. But that's why I would make it, and maybe even an email. So it gives him... Because if it was one of those things that he sort of changed his mind or decided that there, you know, he needed the money, he was going to sell it, then it gives him a little bit more arm's length to respond to you. If you run into him, and it may make him embarrassed, you don't want there to be any negativity. You're really just sort of trying to kind of tweak this a little bit and remind him if he's forgotten or clarify if he really didn't mean it. So having that distance, that buffer, I think sort of works for both of you. And you could certainly put at the end, looking forward to seeing you at the Pig and Whistle, and the first round will be on me or something. I mean, you can do that. But it's this gray area between business and personal. And I think when you do gray areas, you want a little bit of a buffer. As you know, I'm a great fan of face-to-face, but in this particular instance, the buffer will serve both of you a little bit better in case he changed his mind or sold him out or decided that he, you know, needed the money. Who knows what's going on in his mind? But, I think it's perfectly okay to do it, but I would do it in a kind of a gentle manner, and I would do it that gives him enough room to say, oh, you know, I had really, when I said I was going to save you one, I meant I was going to charge you for it, and I'll give you the insider price or whatever. It gives him a little more wiggle room. But I think there's nothing wrong. And as I said, I would probably choose... Do you have his email address? Do you have a way of getting in touch with him?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I would do that. You could call and leave a message on his machine at a time where you think he's not likely to be there. But that, you know, that kind of smacks a little bit of, if not cowardice, at least, you know, a little bit of manipulation. So I just sent him an email and saying, you know, I was just admiring the paintings or the photograph and, you know, how much I really love them. And it reminded me that at one point you generously offered me one of a limited edition. Would love to have it unless you decided that you've gotten so popular you sold them out or whatever. I would just make it charming, but I would sort of remind him.
That makes great sense. I was worried about the face-to-face thing and sounding negative, and I didn't want to do that. So that,
yeah, no, I would do it. This is one of those times where a little bit of distance, I think, helps both of you. Okay?
Okay.
Let me know what happens. Unrelated issue. Okay, go ahead.
Now, the unrelated comment, it has to do with a caller that you had. It might have been earlier this week.
Okay.
A gal who had a dog for 8 years.
Yep.
And was considering letting it go for her relationship.
Well, they were married. They weren't living together. They'd only been living together for 6 months. They were moving to a different house. She's got the dog barricaded where they are now, but it's her ex's house. So yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I want to say this so I don't sound too critical, but I have a cat that I've had for 8 years, and you know, I can't imagine. Just as much as he drives me nuts, and you have to clean up after, you know, the hair thing and the whole thing. I just can't imagine.
No, you heard that I was concerned about it as well. But however, the issue I think is less the dog in this particular case than he feels that he's made all the changes. That he's come here, he's given up his job, he left the country he was living in, and so what I suggested is that, you know, that they. First of all, I think they need some help in that issue, because even if she gets rid of the dog, it may not solve the problem. And that's what they need. They really need to solve the core issue, not the peripheral issue. And the peripheral issue in this particular case, believe it or not, is the dog. All righty?
Well, I didn't think it was fair to put the dog up for, you know.
I hear, and I was sympathetic with it and sort of bought her a little bit of time. But I think the issue is, you know, whenever there's a dog versus person call, I always get in trouble because people call and say, well, no, you have to be in favor of the dog, but I'm really a person psychologist. You know, good luck with the limited edition, and let me know what happens. Rich, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Rich, thanks for being patient with me. How may I help you, sir?
Thank you for my call.
My pleasure.
I have a friend who just sent me a message, a text message,
okay,
about 10 minutes ago, and he let me know that his bladder cancer has spread. into his lymph nodes. They did a biopsy and and said that the doctor believes that it has spread and that chemo will be necessary.
Yeah.
So I want to be a friend, and I don't know exactly how to be.
Okay. Listen, you came to the right place. I not only can do this theoretically, but I have just gone through it in my own life with a friend. So I'm a good resource for you today. How old is your friend?
He's 70.
Okay.
71.
And do you live in the same city he lives in?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, not the same city, but the same state. It's about an hour away from me.
Okay. When's the last time you saw him?
I saw him last week because his sister was very ill, and I went to visit her, and he was there.
Man, it sounds like if it wasn't for Bat, he wouldn't have any luck at all, huh?
Yeah.
Tough time. All right. Let's divide this into different segments, okay? Because I think you're really talking about different segments. Lymph node means that he's going to go through chemo, and that's stage three usually. It's not encapsulated, it's in the lymph nodes, but it's not metastasized. And the advantage about being 70 is that quite often people die with cancer, not of cancer, because that same pathology in a 30-year-old person would be a much more frightening diagnosis, which is not to say that it's benign at this moment, but it's a different kind of diagnosis. So have you responded to the text yet or not? You called me first.
No. Okay. No, I called you first.
Okay. All right, here's what I would do. I would pick up the phone when we're finished, and I'm going to walk you through lots of this, so you don't have to be dialing at this moment. I'd pick up the phone, and I'd say, thank you so much for reaching out to me. What can I do to help you at this moment? Okay? Because our impulse at this moment is to do one of two things. Either to commiserate and say, oh, I'm so sorry this is going on, you must feel terrible, or to be a cheerleader and say, well, listen, that chemotherapy works wonders, and there are some experimental programs, and I've gone on the internet, and here's what I found. And either of those may be okay, or both of them may be disastrous. So just saying to somebody, I got your news. Tell me what I can do to help you at this moment. I just want you to know I'm here for you. And tell me, and you don't have to take a stance. You don't have to either be the cheerleader, which, trust me, as a professional cheerleader, it irritates the daylights out of people sometimes, or to be the sort of commiserative person when they say, look, I that isn't what I want. So you don't have to read his mind. You just have to say, and that's why I think a phone call is better than text, of saying, I got your news. What can I do to help? Tell me what I can do. And he may say, I don't know. So that's stage one of...
Eric, can I tell you a little something about his personality that may...
Absolutely, absolutely. Go ahead.
He's the type of person that if, let's say, he went on vacation and it was a disaster and came back and I said, well, how was your vacation? Oh, it was great. It was terrific, you know. And then later, maybe months later, it will come out that it was a disaster.
But that's fine. And that doesn't surprise me, because
okay.
That's why you don't have to take a stance. You can just say to him, what can I do for you? And he may say, oh, there's nothing anybody can do. And you could say, well, and you may want to have a list, which is part two of what you can do. I would say my impulse when somebody has really bad news is to go and give them a hug. I'm a physical person. I'm a hugger. So, but before you decide that that's what you're going to do, and I've actually shown up on people's doorstep from a text with flowers or brownies or something, but you know him better than I do. The first thing I would do is just respond, because a text is an immediacy. So I would pick up the phone as soon as you and I are finished. What can I do? Then I would have a list of things of saying, and I don't know what you can do. For example, it may be that he needs a ride to chemotherapy. It may be that he needs a distraction. He wants to go to a movie. It may mean that he just doesn't want to talk about it. It may mean that he wants to get his will in shape. You don't know what's going through his mind right now, and he may not know either. But by saying, what can I do to help, you've moved somebody from just that emotional of either being overwhelmed or putting up a fake front, so, to, all right, to have to think about something. And that's where all of us are going to make our stand. What is it that I really want? What is it that people can do for me? And so you may want to have, as part of stage two, after you've sit down, what can I do for you, some suggestions of things you might do. I can visit. You can come here. I can be a distraction. I can call you every day. We can arrange chemotherapy. I can get you some medical marijuana so you're not nauseous. We could take a trip. I don't know what's in your head and to offer him, but let him have the first whack at what he would like from you. Because your real statement at this moment, Rich, is I can't take away your bladder cancer, but I can be your friend. I can hold your hand through this in whatever way I can. And you may also want to think about what you can offer him. For some people, holding somebody's hand through this is absolutely feasible. For some people, it's not. And it's not the difference between a good person and a bad person. It's just the difference between who you are and what you can do. And the only thing I don't want you to do is offer something you can't do. To say, look, I'll call you every day, and then realize that you can't because it's just too much of a downer. That's not allowed, because he is more vulnerable at this moment than you are. So you have to make sure that after giving him the option of requesting things from you, when you offer something, that you can do it completely and without exception. And so saying, look, I'll take you to the doctors, you need to figure out where the doctor's visits are, whether that interferes with your schedule. And so what you may be able to offer is, I'll get a car service, or for your birthday this year, I'll give you, or so make sure that whatever you're offering, you can actually provide, because otherwise it's not fair. And the third thing is, independent of what he really wants immediately, I would go and see him. I think that you're going to be able, there's just something about the comfort of somebody in your presence. And I don't know if you're a hugger or he's a hugger. I think people who say that their vacation was great quite often are huggers. But and sort of hold his hand through this as in whatever way works for him. But I don't think there's a wrong answer. I just think there are answers that are better, and the answers that are better will come from him, because you can't read his mind. And if he doesn't give you anything, which it sounds like he's probably the kind of person with what the problem is, not that he's not going to give you something, but what he's offering you may not be on a very deep level of saying, gee, if it were me, this is what I'd want. Let me put you on hold and we'll go through this a little bit more, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call. Click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Rich, I just wanted to give you a chance to see if there's anything here that I need to help you with or to go over with. Just because I think, you know, clearly you're a friend and you want to help him, and this is, I think, a great opportunity to do it. And there's some people who can do this and some people who can't, and it sounds like you can, so do it. It's truly, it's a blessing on both sides of the equation.
Yes, I can do it. I'm more of a caregiver kind of guy.
Good.
The one thing that when I make the phone call, what's my demeanor? What's the best demeanor for him?
Well, I think whatever you're honestly feeling. I think you don't want to be sobbing. I think you want to be kind of matter of fact of, well, I got your text and it's kind of crappy news. Tell me what I can, because I think what you want to do is be kind of compassionately businesslike. Because he will tell you how he wants you to respond. And I guess that's the gist of my message to you is, I'm sure you're scared and it's terrible news and am I going to lose a friend and this is not good news at all and it feels terrible and I would be scared out of my mind. All of that is interesting, but not relevant. What's relevant is what he needs at this moment. And you're not going to know, and he may not even know, until you say, tell me what I can do. Okay? And look, after you've called him, if you call him right away, I'll be around for the better part of another hour, so you can call me back if you need kind of a follow-up. And, if not today, I'm here. So, but I think that he is, that you're allowed to feel whatever you feel. You just, the responsibility of the tone is really more his than yours. And so what you're going to say is, I got your text. I just wanted to pick up the phone and reach out to you and tell you, number one, I'm sorry. And number two, ask what I can do to help you. And that's, that tone of voice is all you need. Okay.
Well, I want to tell you that I have been listening to you since 1998. Yeah, I think that's when I found you. And you have given me a sense of security. I don't call you all the time. I don't call you that often. I've maybe called you about three times. But to know that you're there, and this morning or today when I got the text, you're the first person I thought of. And I said, what security I have knowing that you're there. So thank you very much.
Well, that's a lovely tribute. I really appreciate it, Rich. Give him a call and call me back if you need to. All righty?
Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome, Rich. What a nice thing to say. Ray, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Doctor. I've got a dilemma hoping
okay.
you can help me with. I have to
okay.
have a sort of a crucial conversation with my brother, who has
okay.
taken in, he's really adopted a bunch of feral cats that are running loose in the neighborhood, and he's got them in my 90-year-old mother's garage. But he's not taking responsibility for them. We've got one angry neighbor that wants the cats gone because they traipse through his yard and make a mess. And my brother is emotionally attached to these cats for some odd reason.
How many do we have?
Four or five, depending on the day.
Okay. So when you say feral cats, he feeds them, but they run wild?
They do. They are wild. You can't really pet them or play with them or like you would a normal cat, I guess.
Yeah.
And he's given them access to the garage. They come and go. But now it's compounded. The nuisance is really compounded because now we've got some wild animals, a raccoon and a possum that are coming into the garage to eat the food. And I'm afraid of really breaking down the relationship if I bring it to his attention and ask him to be responsible. And I'm not sure how to do it.
Is he your older brother or younger brother?
Younger.
Tell me a little bit about him. He lives with your mom, it sounds like.
He did. He's moved back in with his wife. He is a shy person.
Yeah.
He is a very quiet person. He doesn't relate readily or well with people. His favorite hobby is photography. He takes great pictures, mostly still life. Of nature, trees, flowers.
Does he have a job?
He does.
So he's self-supporting. What kind of work does he do?
He is a driver.
Okay. You mentioned that he had moved back in with his wife. Was there some marital discord there?
There was.
Have they reconciled?
As far as I know, yes.
How long has he been back with his wife? Yeah, I know. I hear the poison. I can see the poison symbol right in my head. So how long has he been back with his wife?
1 year.
Okay, so and the cats are still at mom. Does he come over? How far away does he live from mom?
Just minutes.
So he comes over once a day and feeds the cats.
Right. That's
what's
primary. That's the number one priority, and the number two is to check on mom.
Yeah. How does mom feel about the cats? Is she aware of them?
She's pretty passive about it. She's aware of them, but she's not really affected by the mess that they make. She hasn't really heard the complaints from any of the neighbors, so she's kind of unaware that way.
All right, let me ask you a couple of questions. If you said to your brother, listen, I know you love the cats, but the cats are pooping on other people's lawn and they're upset about it, how about if we got, and I'm willing to subsidize this, how about if you went over once a week and cleaned, or, once a day and picked up after the cats? Presumably feral cats you can't really do with a kitty litter box.
No, you can't. They're all over the place.
Yeah. Would he be willing to go and take care of the, clean up the neighbor's yards?
I don't know. It's worth asking.
Yeah.
That's what makes this dilemma so difficult.
Yeah, here's the problem. If you approach him and and he gets mad at you and nothing happens, we've got a problem, Houston, because not only does the cat problem remain, but then you have some antipathy between you and your brother, which means that anything you need done going forward is going to fall on deaf ears. So we need to make sure that whatever we do has some possibility of being effective. One of the possibilities is to make an anonymous phone call to the animal protection people and say, the problem is that they will put them down very likely. But when you've got other varmints coming in there, you have the possibility of not only eating the food, but running the risk of rabies and all sorts of things and neighborhood kids. And I mean, so at some point, this is really going to become, if it hasn't already, a public health hazard.
Right.
And maybe that's
how, a nuisance.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Looking at the geography and the architecture of the situation is as it is now, is there any way of putting like a kitty door in there that's small enough for the cats, but other animals couldn't get in?
That's possible. Yeah.
All right. So, all right. Let's make up a list. All right. So, one possibility is changing the egress. One possibility is instead of leaving food out, that he goes over once a day, puts food out, stays till the cats have come, and then removes the food, which will also decrease the possibility of other varmints. So that's a possibility. So changing the feeding schedule, changing the entrance, the egress, picking up the kitty litter. And so if you can go to your brother and say, look, I know that you really care about the cats, and this sounds like a guy who, exactly as you say, he has a hard time relating to humans, so animals are easier. And it's really interesting because you could hear from the end of the call to before you, whenever there's a problem, I will tell you, I nearly lost my job because someone called up and said, I have a cat that is completely unadoptable. Everybody hates the cat, my father just died. I'm on antidepressants. I've been suicidal. I have to move. I've been evicted, and no one will take the cat. And so I said, well, and I can't believe I'm saying this again because I'll get a huge amount of hate mail for it. I just basically said, if the cat still has its, I said, well, you may have to put the cat down. No, I can't do it. I took it down. Can't do that. I said, well, if the cat's got her claws, maybe you go and find a farmer and see if the farmer will adopt the cat because there's room for the cat to run. As long as he's got his claws or her claws, it'd be okay. You would have thought I suggested napalming small children. But the point is that human beings have rights that we need to be gentle to other living creatures, but we are human beings as opposed to animals. Hang on for just a minute, and let's see if we can get this solved for your brother. All right, 855-993-7569. We're talking about Ray and feral cats. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Ray, and as I mentioned, I said to Blake, I can't believe I'm bringing up the story that nearly cost me my career, because that, you know, people who have a difficult time relating to people will quite often relate to animals because they don't require very much of you. So I think it sounds like your brother, at a time where he was feeling really disenfranchised from his marriage and from the world at large, sort of took in the cats of saying, well, exactly, you know, they love me, I'm doing something really important. And so
exactly,
convincing him that, you know, what I would suggest is that I would approach him. First of all, I would take him out for a cup of coffee or something, so it's sort of neutral turf, and say, you know, I've always admired that you have such a big heart when it comes to animals. The problem is that mom's neighbors are giving her a very hard time about this, and we really don't want her, you know, her twilight years to be quite so touched by anger and frustration of her neighbors that, you know, she's such a lovely woman and she wants to make everybody happy. So I had some ideas about the cats. One is, it seems there, I can see three issues. Number one is the poop. So if either you, you know, or I, or we can get a neighborhood coalition or something to come and pick up the poop once a day, that may deal with the immediate problem. Number two, you know, I went on the internet and here's some designs that we can either make or I'll, you know, go halvesies with you or buying or something, so that only the cats can get in and not the larger animals that have possibility of transmitting rabies. And number three, if you go over and feed the animals once a day, and you feed them and then take away them rather than leaving food out, then we don't have to worry about other animals. So, and he'll say, well, the cats come and go, and say, well, the cats will learn where the food's there. So, and that may take care of it for right now, because the alternative, the alternative, which I think just for your own sake, that I would do the sort of here's some options that we have, and let's see about doing them, is to call up Animal Protection, and they'll come and they'll capture the cats and they'll euthanize them. Which, I mean, if you're talking about scaring a kid or, you know, chasing a kid into traffic or transmitting rabies or killing a neighborhood pet, I mean, these are, they're not great solutions, but they're better than the alternatives. So I think from your point of view, being able to sleep at night and go to Thanksgiving dinner, approaching your brother before you call up, and you don't even have to say you're going to do it. You can say somebody's going to call up Animal Protection, and then all hell's going to break loose. They'll kill the cats, and they'll probably fine mom for keeping them.
Right.
So let's see if we can't figure out a solution where you can take care of the animals, and mom doesn't get bugged by the neighbors, and you feel like you're doing a good deed. And let me, you know, here are my suggestions. And I would go on the internet and find out pet doors, because I'm sure they exist, and the idea of feeding them once a day and then taking away the food so there's no reason for the animals to come in, and cleaning up the poop and see where you get.
That sounds good. The thing that makes me reticent about approaching this is, it's just my fear, but we have different values. I'm more of a practical, logical kind of person. He's more emotional, and I don't value these the same way he does.
No, but we don't have to worry about that. See, that's why we've taken it completely out of, do the cats deserve to live? We've already accepting his worldview, is the cats are important, because they're important to him. And what you're doing is you're saying, I know the cats are important to you, but mom is important to both of us, and mom is getting bedeviled by this. The neighbors are holding her responsible. And we don't want to make mom unhappy. So how do we balance your caring for the animals with both of us caring for mom? And here's my solution. That sort of deals with both issues. Because if you say, well, the cats are a problem, he's not going to buy that because he loves the cats. The cats, during a tough time in his life, made him feel valuable. So if you approach it on anything other than, because your solution values the cats. And so we don't even have to argue that feral cats don't deserve to live. And of course, listen, people, the other underlying subtext that you should all hear is if you're going to take the responsibility for an animal, get the animal spayed so you don't have living organisms that are running wild and are a threat as much as you can. Now, you can't do much about raccoons, but you can do something about dogs and cats. So be a responsible pet owner, and don't let the cats go unless it's at a farm.
I agree.
So, but at this moment, I would approach your brother with the idea of they're making mom crazy. And, you know, that she loves the neighbors and she's lived there for all these years and they all adore her and now they're mad at her and we don't want that to happen to her. Here's some solutions so we can keep the cats and keep the neighbors off of mom.
Good idea.
Okay.
Okay, I'll pursue that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ray. Thank you for your call. Yeah, I mean, as I said, whenever it comes, the scariest time in my career, and they said after the let the cat go, I got all these letters, and the head of the network came to me and said, you have to apologize. And I said, well, I won't apologize. Well, I said, look, I'm willing to explain, but, you know, he said, well, you were wrong. I said, I wasn't wrong. I'm a psychologist. But I said, look, I apologize if this offended you, which, of course, is not an apology at all. But here, if it comes down to either putting me to sleep or letting me go in a farm, make sure I've got my nails and let me go in a farm. But, you know, it is an issue that if we're going to be pet owners, if we're going to take animals into our lives, we have to be responsible about it. And feral cats are by definition an example of irresponsible adults and irresponsible humans. So, all right, Ray, off you go.
I agree.
Oh, go ahead.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Thank you.
Well, hopefully we'll get a couple people who are going to take their cat to the vet today and get the cat spayed. And cats are going to be mad at us, but we can live with that, I guess. All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, so what have I got here? About a minute? Probably less than that. Whenever I think I have a minute, I have like 30 seconds, right?
Yeah, you got a minute. I'd say you're right on that.
I got a minute. All righty. So I'll tell you what. We have more stuff to talk about, and if you need to call me, please feel free to do so. I'm just trying to think. All right, I'll tell you a little bit about today in history because I've got – today actually is a National Jelly Bean Day. It's actually Earth Day as well. Now, there's some controversy because Earth Day was also celebrated last month, but as far as I'm concerned, you can have as many Earth Days as you want. 1970 was the first time it was celebrated, which is now, can you believe this, 46 years ago? So we've been celebrating Earth Day for almost half a century. And today, there are a bunch of world leaders at the UN in New York, which means traffic is impossible, who are signing the Paris Climate Agreement, which is the one that said, okay, guys, we need to pay attention to this. So maybe something wonderful will happen. And if not, they can all eat jelly beans. There we go. All right. So Earth Day, go out. And because I remember, you know, one of the reasons, you're absolutely right. There was another Earth Day last month. Because what we did was, I think there's a World Earth Day and Earth Day, and why they're not the same day, but it was last month, and the reason I know is we dimmed the light, we turned off the light for 1 minute, and they gave me little packets of seeds to plant. Listen, it's our Earth, I guess we can have more than one Earth Day. 855-993-7569, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.